I want to thank Fernando for tipping me off to this broadcast, which occurred yesterday afternoon on ABC. Today, March 8th, is the 50th anniversary of the fight of the century. Ali Frazier won, and ABC did a two-hour special yesterday. They aired for the first time the digitally remastered version of the fight.
Incredible.
So the quality was really good, and throughout the 2 hours, they had lots of different VIPs from the world of boxing. They had a set hosted by Joe Tessitore. And every once in a while, these guys would pop in and give their thoughts and observations on the fight. But for the most part, it was just the fight as it aired 50 years ago on pay-per-view. So that's one thing I didn't realize, that the first Ali Frazier fight was pay-per-view. It was viewed by 300 million people. There was no radio broadcast. And they paid the fighters $2.5 million each, which is $16 million in today's money. What a steal!
Oh my gosh!
To get Ali and Frazier for $2.5 million, that is nothing, even by today's standards. Absolutely nothing. And there was so much intrigue, and so many great storylines, and I have not seen all of the great bouts in boxing history, but I will defer to a lot of the boxing experts who say this was really the greatest fight ever, because watching this fight,
talk about action,
was an amazing joyride into the world of sports and the world of fighting. Yes, they never stopped punching.
No.
For 15 rounds. It was incredible.
And I don't remember watching this bout. Maybe you do. We hadn't really gained sports consciousness yet.
No, I don't remember. I was 5 or 6 years old.
But I do remember Ali bouts in the 70s and in the second matchup with Frazier.
And some of them were on regular network TV.
Yeah. And the event that it was, as you mentioned, all those people tuning in, it's hard to describe now, because I don't know if there's any. You can have a big UFC event, but not everybody's into it. The world stopped for these things.
Yes.
It really was they really were the center of the universe, as they said.
Both of them were undefeated. Smokin' Joe Frazier was the reigning champion, and he inherited the belt because Muhammad Ali had been suspended by every boxing commission in every state for refusing to go to Vietnam and fight in the war. And so he was stripped of his titles, and he really hadn't fought in 3.5 years. So this was kind of his big comeback bout, but he was also undefeated. So they were both undefeated, both in their prime, Ali 29, Frazier 27. And the storylines beyond the ring were deep and notable, because Muhammad Ali was beloved by the black community. Because he stood up for the black community, refused to go to Vietnam, and in his famous speech press conference, he said, you know, I've got nothing against this guy in Vietnam. They want me, you know, from a poor community to go fight against all these poor people in Vietnam that I have no gripe with, and I'm not going to go kill another man, basically when I'm mistreated in my own country. And so the black community loved Ali. And a lot of Americans loved Ali. Black, white, Hispanic, he was the biggest name in sports. Joe Frazier was not embraced by the black community. So you had this divide. He was the undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, back when the heavyweight champion was the most famous person in the world and was seen as the most famous athlete and best athlete in this country. That's when the heavyweight champ was king of the hill.
Yeah, and both of these guys, boy, Joe Frazier was so tough, just built like a brick house. And I remember Ali later in his career, where he wasn't maybe in the best shape. I know he hadn't fought in a while in this bout in 1971, but I thought he looked great. I mean, he just got two machines going at each other.
And Frazier did have the advantage, because he had been fighting for the 3.5 years that Ali wasn't. And Ali had one or two tune-up fights, I think they said, before this, but easily, for both fighters, this was the best fighter that they had ever faced by a mile. So the guys that Frazier had beaten were nowhere in Ali's class, and the guys that Ali beat up until the time that he had the belt stripped, were nowhere near Frazier's class. So this was the first meeting between the two of them. And, of course, the world, the sports world, stopped down. It was at Madison Square Garden. And there were all sorts of celebrities ringside, including Frank Sinatra, who was there with a camera shooting the fight. Miles Davis was there. Bill Cosby was there. Diana Ross was there. Dustin Hoffman, Diane Keaton, Bob Dylan, Ted Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey. Leroy Neiman was painting them ringside. Hugh Hefner was there. Gene Kelly was there.
Wow.
And the world was watching. And Ali was wearing red Everlast trunks. You know, he was famous. You think of him in his white trunks with the black trim, but he was wearing red trunks with white trim. And Frazier had Everlast trunks on as well. He was wearing green. I guess Everlast was the monopoly company for fight gear at the time. And a couple of things jump out. As soon as the bell rings and the first round is underway, the action was nonstop. And by the fourth round, they both looked exhausted. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching this, neither has stopped moving or punching for four rounds. They looked exhausted, and they've got two-thirds of the fight still to go. How are they going to do it?
Unbelievable. And boy, early, you see the cockiness of Ali after Frazier clearly landed a couple of shots, and they got tied up. They're hugging each other, and Ali's shaking his head like, oh, he didn't hurt me. He didn't land anything. So incredibly cocky, but yeah, he stopped doing that as the fight went on. They were beating the heck out of each other.
3-minute rounds, 15 rounds. This is before they shortened the fights to 12 rounds. And the punishment that these guys were taking for 15 rounds, I came to the end of this fight thinking, those are two of the five toughest men to ever walk the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Joe Frazier took an absolute beating and won the fight. Ali took an absolute beating and never hit the canvas until the 15th round.
Boy, he hit it then.
For both of them to stay on their feet and absorb that kind of punishment and just keep coming back for more and never really stop fighting. Anyone who's we have fought in our ticket fight night, and we observe this all the time, we have 45-second rounds. We have three rounds, yeah. I think, and people are wiped out. Imagine going 3-minute rounds, 15 rounds, against someone like that.
And taking just punishing blows. That left hook by Frazier is so lethal. And Ali took a couple of those early in the fight, and that's what dropped him in the 15th round. That is just, how did Ali just keep standing up after taking the first couple of shots from that left hook?
Know. I came away from this with a new immense respect for Joe Frazier. I'd always respected him, of course, as one of the greatest fighters of all time, and I've always had immense respect for Ali and what he did in the ring. But Frazier had quicker hands than I remember and a much quicker head. He was always bobbing and weaving, and man, he avoided so many Ali punches with the quickness of his head, and that's hard to do with his style, which was head down and just relentless pursuit coming at you. He never stopped pursuing Ali for 15 rounds.
That struck me, too, just both of them, how quick they were for big guys. It was just, and that, I think, was helped by that that cleaned-up footage. It looked like you were watching it in HD.
Yeah.
They did an amazing job of brushing that up.
Also, as I'm watching this, it dawned on me that this may be the one sport that we can compare across generations. You know, we look at NBA footage from the 50s and think, those guys couldn't play today. Or NFL footage from the 60s and think, they wouldn't make it today. But I think those two guys would be champs today.
Yes.
They were just so, number one, tough. As tough as any boxer ever. And two, supremely talented and gifted with their quick hands and their knowledge of the science of the sport. I think they'd be champs today. I think that's one sport where maybe Joe Louis would be the champ today, or Jack Johnston, or whoever it is. I think it translates from generation to generation.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I'd put those guys against anybody today.
The broadcasters that day were Don Dunphy, who you're going to hear this clip, he sounds like Kurt Gowdy to me. Archie Moore, who you almost never heard from, the former fighter. And actor Burt Lancaster was a color commentator.
Yeah, what was that all about?
He was a huge fight fan, and he was pretty good. So in this clip, by the way, during a round, you never heard Archie Moore or Burt Lancaster. They were only allowed to come in and give their color commentary between rounds, which maybe is something we should do here on the Ticketed Fight Night to avoid the chaos. So it was only Don Dunphy during the rounds, and then he turns it over to Archie Moore and Burt Lancaster. So in this clip, you'll hear Dunphy, and then when the bell sounds, you'll hear actor Burt Lancaster.
Half a minute to go in the round. Lancaster said that Joe Frazier was like a tank. That's just what he is. He just can't keep sticking that chin out, though.
Watching it now. Look at him. See him taunt him in that one. He's dropping his hands and just letting him throw punches. I don't think, however, that Frazier can continue to take those kind of punches, but he surely is some kind of a very strong, strong man.
Kind of the old time announcing style.
Yes,
there.
Strong, yeah. Strong man.
That's a good way to describe Joe Frazier, a very strong man. What they did with the ABC broadcast, I thought was really cool, the broadcast yesterday. So we got the first seven rounds with that play-by-play from Dunphy and Lancaster and Moore. Then rounds 8 and 9, they took from a program done before the rematch. A few days before the rematch, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier went in studio with Howard Cosell, and they watched the fight together. They re-aired the fight on ABC with Howard sitting in a chair, and they decided to put Frazier and Ali next to each other. And Howard said, hey, normally I sit between the two fighters. And the producer said, no, I think we'll get something good if they're next to each other because they hate each other. So they are watching the fight together and commenting on it. And they're fine for 7 or 8 rounds. And then Ali and Frazier get into a fight in the 9th as they're doing their commentary with Howard. And so this is the audio from that. You're going to hear Ali and Frazier getting into it because Frazier says, yeah, you had to go to the hospital after this fight. And Ali doesn't like that. And so Ali says, you had to go to the hospital too. And they start getting into it. And Ali calls Frazier ignorant. And on the set, on live TV, Joe stands up. And then they get into it. And listen to how Howard calls the play-by-play of them getting into it.
Why'd you bring up the hospital?
I went to the hospital for 2 minutes.
Why you figure I'm
leaving? I went to the hospital for 2 minutes.
Why you figure I'm leaving?
Man, you know, you sit down. Sit down, Joe.
Why you think I'm leaving?
Sit down, Joe.
Huh?
Sit down quick.
Why you think I'm leaving?
Sit down. Brothers are here.
Doing this too?
No. Sit down quick, Joe.
Well, we're having a scene, as you can see, and it's hard to tell whether it's clowning or for real between the two fighters. This kind of thing has been going on all along in terms of promotion of the fight, and this time it seems to be for real, because Joe Frazier is really angry. Muhammad called him ignorant, and he's really angry. I don't think this one is clowning at all. It's a bad and an ugly scene, and it's unfortunate, I think, that it's happened in the middle of showing a classic fight between two extraordinary athletes. I think that Ali is probably clowning, but there is no question in my mind that Joe Frazier is not clowning. They threw off their respective earpieces, microphones. Joe Frazier's watch came off. There was a wrestling bout on the floor, and we're really very sorry this happened. And there's no question about it. Joe Frazier is leaving the studio now, and he is deeply upset at Ali calling him ignorant. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry, Joe. We're going to try and get these back, and we'll be back in just 1 month.
How crazy is that?
Crazy. And I think Howard was right. I think Ali was joking around when he stood up and tried to put Joe in a headlock. Joe was not joking around.
He always went too far.
Yeah,
with the cut downs with Frazier.
I loved Ollie.
I did
but
too.
He bullied Joe Frazier so badly.
He really did. It was terrible what he used to say to him.
I loved the way Ollie spoke. I loved his cadence and his voice. Sit down, Joe. Sit down, Joe.
The wrestling on the floor.
And I loved that Howard. Cartoon voice.
God, I loved Howard
his
so much.
His watch has come off.
He was the greatest announcer of all time.
He really was great.
Yeah.
Just the way he handled that. Those two guys are wrestling 1 foot from him, and Howard just stays seated.
He just breaks into play-by-play. He's lost his watch.
Two extraordinary athletes.
God, that's awesome.
So that's how ABC presented rounds 8 and 9 yesterday with that audio. And then they went back to the fight and the real audio from the real fight. And the last three rounds were just a bloodbath. Frazier's eyes were both swollen shut.
Mm.
He was taking a beating and never went down and kept pursuing Ali. And finally, in the 15th, the left hook floors Ali. He popped right back up, though. He didn't stay down for long. But I think at that moment, he knew he had lost. And the last minute of the 15th round, you could see the resignation for the first time in Ali in his body language. And you could see Joe knew that he had won. And as soon as the bell sounded in the fight, Joe put up his hands. Everybody knew, and Joe won a unanimous decision.
I had forgotten just by height and reach how much smaller Frazier was.
Yeah.
5'11 to 6'3 for Ali. And I think that was in some ways an advantage for him to stay low, but then sometimes he just caught hell down there too from an Ali punch. God, that was awesome.
I don't know what the final count of power punches that Ali delivered to Frazier and vice versa, but talking about Frazier and the punishment that he absorbed. And unfortunately for both of those guys, you saw it manifest later in life, you know, with what it did to their mental capabilities, and Ali with the Parkinson's and all of that. It was really sad, but how do you not suffer for the rest of your life when you take that kind of punishment, and then you got two more fights with the same guy in later years, and not to mention the 100 other fights or 200 other fights that you had in your life?
Was that the one that Frazier said he was prepared and even thought about the fact that he may die in the ring?
That was the thrill in Manila.
Was that the thrill in Manila? Yeah. Okay.
Just knowing what he had gone through.
Yeah. And you believe it when you watch these two guys go at it. It's just, it's brutal.
Wasn't Joe Frazier tickets on?
I think we did have him on, yeah.
For some reason, I remember us being at the Rivershawn gym when we had him on.
Gym?
Am I remembering that correctly? We were having a tryout event we were doing.
We didn't have him in person.
He was on the phone with us. And I think it was when we were doing a tryout. Was it for fake Mavs game?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
We were trying out P1s, but we interviewed Joe Frazier.
He was
50 years
well.
Ago today, Joe Frazier wins the fight of the century, March 8th, 1971, and that was a great trip down memory lane.
God rest both their souls.
Yes. All right, coming up next, a surprise.
Yes.
When you're